Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Welcome back to Create the Movement podcast. This is Brad Post, and I'm speaking with Raina Cook this week from My Vocal Authority. Her and I got connected about a few months back, and she's doing some amazing things. Raina, how are you doing today?
I am doing great, Brad, and thank you so much for being willing to talk to me today.
Absolutely. So your website, it's myvocalauthority.com, and last time we met, you just have an amazing story that I'd like for our listeners to hear. Can you tell us a little bit? It's a vocal kind of speaking, consulting.
It's a corporate voice and speech coaching. Right. I work with individuals and groups who want or need to use their speaking voice in more compelling and dynamic ways. I work with people who are terrified of public speaking, right, and people who are very accomplished speakers who want to up their game in some way. I came to this really in a kind of a strange route. I started my life as a singer, actor, dancer.
That's right.
You know, I was the little kid in the neighborhood who made pot holders and sold them door to door, 2 for a quarter, to save money to buy my first tap shoes when I was like 5 years old. And I grew up thinking that I wanted to perform. And then I discovered teaching and directing when I was in college. And oh my gosh, it was so much more gratifying and deeply satisfying than performing. You know, when you're performing, it's like all about me, you know, and by the way, what did you think of my performance? But when I taught and directed, it was all about us and what we could do together. So the majority of my adult life, I've been teaching and directing actors.
Okay.
About 15 years ago, I got really obsessed with voice. As I looked at actors, I realized that nothing I was doing would help them until I could help their voice work. So that's when, as you mentioned, I quit my job and went to London to study for a year at the Royal Central School of Speech and Drama, and became a voice and speech trainer. I came back to OU and taught for another 15 years in the School of Drama there, and retired just 2 years ago because I wanted to develop this business. I'm thinking that business professionals oftentimes are held back by their voice quality or voice usage or volume or any number of problems, and their careers are held back, and they don't even know what the problem is.
Right.
And so my business works with anyone in the professions that needs a better voice, a different voice, a more commanding voice. So that's kind of a long story to answer your question, but
no,
that's my story.
That's great. So you're able to retire and then also start a company that where your passion lies, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm really fortunate in that I had worked enough years in the Oklahoma teachers' retirement that I could retire and have that safety net of retirement money while I am building a business.
Right. And I think, you know, you mentioned your training in London, and that's a pretty big deal, right?
Oh, I mean, it's the epitome of my life so far. I was there 12 months. And one of my friends observed that I sucked the marrow out of that experience. I just took advantage of everything that not only the training, but the City of London had to offer. And I just came back a teacher and a human being reborn.
That's so
from
awesome.
That experience.
So awesome. I like what it says on your website. It says, reclaim your authentic voice, define your presence, develop your confidence, embrace your power. So that's really well written.
Thank
You've
you.
also authored some books and are in the process of doing another, correct?
Yeah. A number of years ago, I met a woman that I was so intrigued by. She was the smartest woman I had ever met. And I wanted to write a book with her. Now, why I wanted to do that, I don't know. I'd never written before, but I approached her and said, "I really would like to do a project with you." And she said in perfect British accent, "I really always wanted to write a little book about breath."
Oh,
And I
wow.
said, "Oh, yeah, me too."
Okay.
Of course,
Right.
not knowing that that's what I
Right.
wanted to do. And so we co-edited, co-authored a book about teaching the performance breath. And it was through that process that I said, "Oh, wow, I can do this."
Right.
And I have a really strong passion for working with high school actors. And I do thespian conferences and so on. And they always ask me, "Do you have a book? Do you have a book?" And so I wrote a book called Voice and the Young Actor, which is used now in the US and the UK in high school drama programs.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. And then you also have another book in the works, correct?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm currently writing a book. The working title is Empower Your Voice, Women in Business and Politics.
Okay.
I see such a need right now. Women are exploding with opinion, with desire to affect change, with outrage, with love. We just have so much to share. And with this new cultural awakening, we need to also have a physical vocal awakening. How can I change years of habitual use of voice in my body to release my true sound, my true thoughts, my true power?
That's
So that's
exciting.
what this book is going to be about.
I look forward to it. What would you say is the one thing that's really, and I hate to narrow it down to just one thing, but what would you say is the most exciting thing that's really exciting to you and your business right now?
Well, I think it definitely is empowering women's voices.
Okay.
I mean, I do a course called The Expressive Litigator, and I have something Taming Performance Anxiety and Nailing Your 60-Second Elevator Pitch. But the thing that lights me up is the work that I'm doing with women, not only professionally, but the pro bono work that I do. I'm coaching several women who are running for political office. And I do that because I believe in them and I believe in what they're attempting to do. And so I coach them pro bono. I love working with women in recovery, women who are healing from trauma, from prison, addiction recovery, helping women who have been unfortunate, who have had really difficult times, to understand what it feels like to breathe deeply, to be confident, and to speak in a strong and confident way.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. Well, what would you say is one of the probably one of the best advice that you've ever business advice that you've ever been given?
The best advice I've been given is focus, Rena, focus.
Okay, right. Yep.
And for me, that's excellent advice because I have a scattershot imagination and attention span, and I kind of want to follow whatever is shiniest in my world. And I need to rein that in and focus on what it is I truly want to accomplish, where it is I'm going, and how systematically am I going to get there. In the work that I do, the best advice that I give to other women is to breathe deeply always.
Okay.
And connecting to deep central breath is the master key to everyday success, to overall success, to relationship success, business success, maintaining a connection with the deep central breath.
That's good. Are there any books that you would recommend to our listeners?
Well, I've got a whole stack of books right here on my desk right now because obviously I'm obsessed with voice. There's a book called The Well-Spoken Woman by Christine Janke, I think is how you pronounce it. I've never heard it pronounced. But when I read the book, it was like, oh, darn, this is the book I want to write.
Right.
She's a professional national level voice and presentation coach, and deals with a lot of subjects beyond just voice and body. And it was very inspiring. The Confidence Code by Katie Kay and Claire Shipman, I've also read several times. And then author outside of my field, my favorite literary fiction author and essayist is Rilla Askew. She's an Oklahoma author, has four remarkable novels, and just recently published a book of essays. So whenever anybody says, what should I be reading right now? I say anything by Rilla Askew.
Stuff. Well, are there any podcasts that you currently listen to, Rena, that you would recommend to our listeners?
Yeah, there's actually a couple. A young woman named Alyssa Weisenheimer. Weisenheimer. She has a company called Body Voice Connection, and she does podcasts frequently. And the last one that I really enjoyed was Sound Like Yourself, which, you know, of course, feeds right into what I'm working on now. And then I discovered this wonderful site called Meditation Monday.
Okay.
And this filmmaker named Liz Whalen puts out every Monday a short meditation for people who don't have time to meditate.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I love that. And so I take 10 minutes out of my Monday and do that meditation just because it's a good discipline to slow yourself down and to focus your mind, focus your breath, and it calms your nerves. It brings your blood pressure down. It just has all kinds of wonderful health effects. And
totally
allows me, as I said earlier, not to get so distracted by sparkly things.
Right. Yeah, I downloaded an app called Headspace, and it was a 10-minute daily meditation.
Yeah.
So it's, I've been out of the habit of doing that, but you've reminded me to get back into that habit. So,
It's an easy habit to lose. And yet it's so important.
It is. It really is.
You know. So I make a little meditation a part of my early morning workout, vocal and physical warm-up. I encourage my clients to do a physical and vocal warm-up before they go into professional speaking situations. And I do it every day as a matter of course, taking care of body and voice and mental health, and including a little meditation in that, kind of caps off that hour that I give myself to try to be healthy.
Right. Well, Rena, thank you so much for being on our podcast today.
My pleasure.
Our listeners can connect with you through your website, myvocalauthority.com.
Right.
Any other ways to connect with you as well?
My email is renacook@cox.net, and so I welcome communication from either the website or from email.
All right. Well, thank you, Rena.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Brad. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.